Hello everyone, how y'all doing today?
Good.
That's good, that's good. Well, kind of open up and say that it feels good to be back, to get training camp started. You know, I can't say that I'm ever ready for a training camp for the past 9 years until I actually pull it to Mankato and then get that sense, you know, that hey, he's here. And I turn it back, the ball is starting to roll. So you know, I'm excited, looking forward to a great season. And with that said, I'll just open it up for a couple questions.
How did it feel just with everything you've gone through in the past year, just walking up, hearing the fans chant AP, MVP, and just rush for your autographs? How did it feel after everything you've been through in the last year?
It felt good. You know, it's a good feeling just to know the support that I've been receiving through the entire process. It was a good feeling.
Up and you see those fans and you hear their affection for you, does it feel like that chapter of your life is now officially behind you?
No, not necessarily, you know, but I'm focusing on looking forward, but it's comforting, you know. It's definitely a good feeling to know that the people have your back, but I'm sure it'll take a while for this to get erased out of my memory.
A few months ago, did you think you'd be standing here today? I mean, but yeah. Everything was uncertain. You were sure?
A few months ago?
Yeah.
I had visions of definitely being back here. And, you know, things work out. And I feel like things worked out in this situation. You know, so I'm just happy that I'm here. I'm happy to be a part of the Minnesota Vikings organization. And, you know, to get back to our goal, you know, and that's bringing a championship to Minnesota.
Andrew, are you surprised at all by the team's, the amount of patience they showed through the whole situation to get you back?
Am I surprised? No, not at all. You know, in-house, you know, there was a lot of support. You know, they've been around me for 8 years, so they know what type of person that I am. You know, of course, it was a tough situation and different for, you know, everyone involved. But at the end of the day, here I am, and you know, I'm happy.
Did you ever think you weren't going to be back?
Say again.
Did you ever think you weren't going to be back here?
I didn't know. You know, there was a point, like I said once before, that I didn't really know what I wanted to do. You know, so I did a lot of praying, and you know, with time, you know, I was able to kind of sit back and think about things, and you know, smooth things out in my mind, and really see what direction I wanted to go in. And, you know, those decisions has led me to be here today, being asked questions by you guys.
How happy are you with the reworking of your contract a few days ago?
I'm pleased. You know, I feel like both parties are pleased. You know, I'm excited we were able to get things done. And it just shows support, the support that these guys have been showing me and that they believe in me. And I believe in them as well, you know. So I'm just looking forward to, you know, this season and kicking things off, and you know, getting things back on track.
Andrew, you talked a lot about moving forward. What role does training camp play in that role of moving forward?
What role? I think it plays a big role. You know, last year it's over and done with. You know, when we're talking about the Minnesota Vikings as a team and the things that we were trying to accomplish last year. And, you know, this year starts a new chapter, you know, for that. So, you know, kicking off, you know, transitioning from OTAs and the mini camps into training camp is huge. You know, it's, you know, a lot of guys are more comfortable under the system. And, you know, we know what the coaches, you know, expect from us. And as a team, so you know, this is the starting point of us really, you know, becoming more crisp, you know, doing what we need to do to accomplish our goals.
Veterans don't always love training camp. After sitting out last year, is there a part of you that's excited to just get back into real football activities and start hitting again?
Yeah, it is, and, you know, and you're right about that. Veterans do not like training camp. I don't think rookies like training camp either. But yeah, there's a sense of urgency just to kind of get back out there. You know, I've been out for a minute, and I'll tell you, I enjoyed that time off. You know, just being around the family. You know, of course, not being able to participate and playing where my guys hurt, but just being around my family and kind of being able to kind of relax and let the body rest was awesome. So I'm excited to get back out there and get back into the swing of things. I've been playing ball since I was 7 years old, you know, so to know that I still can do it and do it at a high level, you know, I've been kind of itching to get back out there and, you know, start this thing off fresh.
Is this as good as you felt in a long time physically because of that rest?
Yeah. My body feels great. You know, mentally, I'm stronger than I've been ever before. And I just got a different mindset when it comes to just life in general, you know, and football too. So with that, I know that's going to make me a better player.
Have they given you a sense of the plan, like you and the Vikings, about getting you back on the field, not giving you too much, or is it just kind of like, I'll just put me out there, put a ball in my hands, and I'll run as much as you want me to?
Put a ball in my hand, huh? Well, no, they haven't laid out a plan for me. I'll let those guys, I'll leave it up to the professionals. That's what they do, you know. But I'm sure whatever plan they have, it will include me. So I'm just going to do my job.
A couple more questions, guys. Was there any question in your mind about whether they would rework the contract before camp?
Honestly, not really. It really wasn't a question. Yeah, I think it was more so about just kind of working out things. So both parties will feel comfortable and be happy moving forward. And we were able to come to common grounds, and we did that.
You talked a lot about security. Does the way the contract worked out give you the security you were looking for?
Yeah, it does, without a doubt.
Adrian, there were some doubts a couple months ago, but can you say definitively you're happy now to be a Minnesota Viking?
Yeah, I'm definitely happy. If that wasn't the case, I would have just been like, you know what, I'll just play this year out and not try to redo a contract, you know. So, you know, I'm happy to be a Viking. Like I say, I've been around the people for a long time now, so they know me, I know them. You know, my teammates, it's a lot of new faces, but it's a lot of guys that I've been around for, you know, 5+ years. And just the entire organization, you know, not just the head coaches, but you're talking about the people in the front office, the people in the marketing building. You know, you feel, you build that rapport with those guys and those women and their family, you know. So, you know, it feels good to be back around family.
Make you more excited knowing that you're going to be joining a team with a young quarterback that's on the rise?
It does, man. You know, he's a heck of a quarterback. He's smart. You know, he has that drive and that want to be great. And I seen that in him last year. I seen that in him at training camp, and just watching him through the season and how he finished off. You know, I feel like the sky's the limit for him, and, you know, the sky's the limit for our team.
All right, guys, one more.
Do you feel a need to sort of really make a point of kind of reestablishing yourself in the community and getting involved with fans and initiatives and charity stuff that you've been doing in the past, sort of kind of maybe repair your relationship with the fans?
Not really, you know, but those are things that I do because that's the person that I am, you know. For the past 8 years, I'm sure, you know, a lot of you guys can attest for what I've done in the community, you know, so I don't feel like there's nothing there to, you know, oh, I got to go out and do this to prove that. I'm just going to do what I do normally. And, you know, I think that speaks for itself.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thanks, Adrian.